Don't matter. I always call tails. I used to lose a lot of coin tosses, so we might want to call heads. Yeah, I used to call tails. I said tails never fails. It just sounded good, so I always pick tails.
Did you guys do the defer thing a lot like they do now?
No. We wanted football. Because you got to remember now with the kickoff moved up, they get a lot of touchbacks, and so everybody pretty much is going to start at the 20. And it's a strategy that you see probably about 80% of the league now, they win the toss, they defer. But if you look at when we played, it was always probably 90 to 95%. Everybody wanted the ball. They wanted to go on offense first.
Have you talked to the team at all, Rod? And if you do, what are you going to say to them?
I just talked to the D lineman a few minutes ago about getting an interception. That's what I talked. No, I mean, you know, it's not my place to talk to the team. It's my place to I was in this locker room at one point. I'm an outsider with one foot still kind of in, and I'm just excited for those guys to get themselves to this position. And just really knowing how precious it is, because everybody doesn't get to this point.
Rod, you talked about 8 years ago you were in this spot, and now, you know, that was the last time for you to be in the NFC Championship game. Is that something you would tell these guys too, about, you know, it's so hard to get back there?
Yeah, you know what? The thing I remember about that 8 years ago was Pittsburgh beat the Colts, so we didn't have to go to Indy. Pittsburgh came to us, and everybody was excited about that. And I'm like, no, you got to go play. You know, it's not about being excited about playing at home. It has nothing to do with it. You got a football game. You can't worry about all the other stuff. And honestly, I kind of saw a lot of our younger guys kind of got lost on the fact that we had a home game instead of getting lost in the fact of getting in that playbook, being focused, being disciplined on the things that we need to do as a team. And we didn't play well, and we lost, you know. And so I think because of what happened to those guys, a lot of those guys that are still on that team from last year, that can't happen because the veteran group that they brought in, you know, with guys like Sean Phillips, who, you know, this is a moment for him in his career, and he's got to take advantage of it.
Can a playoff loss the previous year help? Because you were part of the 96-97 teams that rebounded from the Jacksonville game and then went all the way.
You know what? It really goes. A lot of people like to grab the past and bring it forward. You can't. You got to worry about right now. You know, and honestly, both of these teams have been through a ton of crap this year, both of them. You know, with our coach, you know, having surgery. Coach Del Rio did an excellent job, and just all the things from the pain of last year. Individually, you can do that, but as a group, you got to come together, man. You got to come together and play as one unit in three phases, and it's all three phases. And a lot of times, special teams never get mentioned now because of the way they kind of do things, but special teams could be the difference in a game like this.
What do you like about watching this group of receivers and all throw Julius Thomas in the group as well?
I love the fact that they block. I'm being honest with you. I love the fact that they block. I think the running game helps the passing game, and those guys downfield, if you look at some of the big runs that they've had this year, you got Decker and Demarius and Welker. They're fitting up on guys. They're hitting big guys. They're hitting small guys. They're hitting everybody. And that, to me, is the sign of team. And that's one thing I like. But they catch a ton of passes. For some reason, I think like they're playing with five footballs sometimes, but they catch a ton of passes. They're getting great yards after the catch. And they play, if you look at them, they play together. They root for each other. One catches a big ball. The first one over there is the other receivers. You know, the first one's over there is that guy, the tight ends, the linemen. And to me, it reminds me of backyard football. You know, you had your group versus the other group, no matching jerseys. You just out there playing, right? That's what these guys are playing like right now, and they're having a lot of fun. And I like the fact that I'm real close to them as far as, like, I watch them practice a few times this year. I don't come out that much. And at the game, I'm right there on the sideline, right by those guys, and I'm listening and I'm hearing and I'm feeling what they're feeling. And it's just a good feeling to know that those guys are fighting for each other every single play.
Rod, you mentioned Wes Welker and the receivers. What have you seen from him? And in your receiver's eyes, what must he do in this biggest game against his old team?
Do what he always did. Honestly, Wes is a professional, man. That guy, he catches a ton of passes for a reason, because he's open. You know what I'm saying? And he's good at getting that separation. He makes those tough plays. And when you need to get those sticks moved, that's the guy you go to. He's done it for the last 6-7 years straight. He's caught more passes than anybody in like that 6-7 year span for a reason, because he's good at what he does, and he doesn't need to add anything to what he does. He needs to go out there. I kind of stole this from Peyton, but I believe in it 1,000%. He said, guys can't step it up right now. That means you've been slacking in the past. So you can't step it up right now. You should have been playing on all cylinders all year. And Wes is doing that, and I expect him to do what he always does. Man, he's one of those guys you root for, you know, every single week.
Hey, Rod, what was it like working against Champ Bailey?
It sucked.
What's his stand on the game?
You know what, Champ is, you know, and same thing for Champ. And he and I talked it was about a month or so ago when he was still out. And he was, I said, how you feeling? I always just ask how you feeling anyway, even when he was healthy. It's always how you feeling. As you get a little bit older in this business, man, you start realizing every play is special. And his whole goal was to get a few more games in before the playoffs, and he got a chance to do that and get his feet wet. But that guy's got instincts like no other corner. He's played. He shut down some of the best receivers to ever put on cleats in the NFL his entire career. And you know what? That's going to be evident, you know, come Sunday. He's going to have to, whoever he's on, regardless of wherever he is, in the slot, on the outside, you know, his job is to do what Champ Bailey knows how to do. And that's what we all expect. But see, the beauty of it is that that's what he expects. And he doesn't know any other way of doing it.
I know you were hyping up the crowd in the divisional round. How excited are you for this game?
You know what? I just feel so good for those guys to get back to this moment. You know, last year was hard. It was hard for me, honestly, as a player and being in that situation. I left the stadium. My stomach hurt bad. Like somebody just took about 15 running starts and just punched me in the gut. And I remember texting, actually on Twitter, Demarius, and I said, man, take you about a week or two off and then get back to work. It's the only way you can get over it. You got to get yourself back there. And some of the guys won here, so the good thing is they don't feel that pain. But the ones who did, I can promise you, they're out there right now, dialed in, laser focused, so the new guys will come and say, oh, I got to be on my game because I don't want to feel what they felt.
Rod, you mentioned how both these teams have been through so much to get here. What do you think is it that has allowed the Patriots and the Broncos to traverse this minefield that was their season or even their offseason to get to this point, still standing?
Honestly, you have two of the best organizations in football, period. I mean, you have to give it up to Mr. Kraft, and you have to give it up to Mr. Bolin. They run a top-notch organization, and it starts at the top. When you don't keep going back to these moments if you don't have a great ownership, and that ownership put the right people in place. I just really believe that what John Elway has done here, you know, I don't know a lot about all the Patriots personnel people, but Coach Belichick is there. And that's one thing that's stable in their organization. The players always change, but you notice they're always in the hunt. And so that's a tribute to the organization and him having that leeway to be able to go and get the people, the players, the coaches that he needs. And here, over here, with Mr. Elway and just what he's done with Matt and the picks that they got, some of the players they went out and got, you know, most people weren't looking at those players to be key parts of this football team, and they've turned this thing around real quick. Everybody thought it was a huge, horrible financial disaster gamble with Peyton Manning and got those 92 touchdowns in 2 years. And honestly, no one will probably ever break that. Not in this day and age with the kind of the modern day quarterback, they run the ball too much. They'll never throw that many touchdowns in 2 years. And so the organizations to me have a masterful job of playing that chess game with the rest of the league, and they keep themselves at the top.
When did you expect the team would be in this situation as quick as they are when John got hired?
Yes. I one thing I'm big on is principles. I don't follow people, I follow principles. And unfortunately, me and John was on a plane going to a funeral together with Mike Heimerdinger. And I'm watching this guy on his iPad watch every game in the NFL that week. Every single game, every single play. And I said, oh, it's done. He knows where to go, where to look. He just, you know what? And all of that came from his dad. He took that and took it to another level. That guy's he probably doesn't sleep that much because it's almost like he's on the field, but he's not. And he takes that kind of care into putting his organization together. So it doesn't surprise me that the thing happened as fast as it did. And it's, honestly, it's going to continue. Because he's not just building for now and going out there to try to win a championship now. He's building as well for the future. And that's why some of the contracts that these guys have signed are for them for the long haul, not just for the right now.
Rod, you guys scored 500.
We thought we were pretty good.
Yeah, did you ever think you'd see a 600-point
team? Oh, man, it's ridiculous. Honestly, no. It's almost like it's almost like no one's playing defense, but they are. It just it happens so fast with the way the offense is played. And I honestly had to give it up to Peyton Manning. He keeps those guys in a play where there's some positive yards. And most people don't realize in the NFL, guys, it's only 3 yards is all you need. 3.5 yards a play. And you pretty much score every time. It's not those big bombs. It's the 3.5 yards. And so when the defense has a good call, Peyton gets them in a play to get them 3.5 yards. So it's 2nd and 7 a lot. You know, it's rarely, you know, 1st and 10, 2nd and 10. And that is huge. And when you got a mind and an athlete like that, it's hard to stop him from scoring 600 points.
Ty Tolbert says the most impressive thing to him was 5 guys with 10 touchdowns.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think
about that? Yeah, it's crazy. Because you have no idea who to cover, well, who to double or who to match up on. And teams used to try to do it with us, you know, with Sharp, Eddie, and myself. And then we had Terrell and we had Griff. And so you could say, we're going to take away the running game. And we hit you up outside. Then you go cover two. And then we pound it down your throat. And the Broncos are doing the same thing. And probably, to me, the most impressive thing of this year for me is honestly been the running game. The running game got a lot better from last year. They're in the, being able to control the game on the ground. And I'll be honest, I was not a No Sean Marino fan 2 years ago. But that guy stepped up, and I had to take my hat off to him. And just the way he's, honestly, he's a different person. And I think he understands how precious this game is. And you can't take it for granted. Every day, every play, you get to put those cleats on, man. You better take advantage of it. And I see that in that young man. And I'm just glad for him to get some of the success, some of the accolades, because he deserves it. He put in some work, and he's been through some mental battles. I mean, I can see it as a player. He's been through some mental battles, and he's overcame those battles, and he's winning.
Thank you.
Huh?
Do you think wins some life?
That's a dumb question. No offense, not you.
I've asked
him
before.
Yeah, you have asked him stuff like that, son. She's in good company then. No, the Broncos win. I mean, honestly, it's their time. It's time for this organization to get back on top. And you got to get through this challenge. This is probably one of the toughest challenges in the last 10 years, honestly. And I believe they had the personnel in this building, not just on the field, in this building. They had the right personnel to go and get it done. And so I expect it to be big.